This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we continue to study 1 Peter, we now turn to chapter 2. In chapter 1, we use the focus and amplify study approach. Another study method does the opposite of what we did in chapter 1. Start by laying out the information found in a chapter, then start sorting it, coming up with an outline, and finally, the theme of the chapter. In other words, you have an inverted triangle. I call this the 4S or 4-step study approach. Spread, sort, structure, and summarize. It's like doing a picture puzzle. Spread out all the pieces, sort them into colors. For example, blue for sky or water, green for grass or trees, red for barn, brown for animals. Then structure or arrange the groups into a landscape and summarize by filling in all the details to finally see the finished picture. Now, applying this, reread 1 Peter chapter 2 and write down all the information you find. Then sort this information into groups. When I did this, the groups I sorted the information into were these: a description of who the Christians Peter was writing to were before they became Christians, what they became when they trusted in Jesus Christ, and what should characterize the way they live as they follow the example of Jesus Christ. All of this against the backdrop of the pagan society in which they were living. I then structured these groups into 3 points: what they were, what they are, and what they should be, with the introduction and conclusion focusing on who Jesus is. To review this message for better understanding, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.